Item number 9 is from the Office of the Comptroller, submitting the Professional Service Contract Report for 2011. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Mansky.
This, under county ordinances, the Comptroller's Office is supposed to report on the professional service contracts that have been issued during the quarter. And so this is the report thereof. I apologize to the committee because of the lateness of this report, and we will be back on schedule by the next committee cycle. So this is a report of the professional services that were issued during each of the quarters, and basically what they will provide to you is these are professional service contracts. Professional service contracts, generally under ordinances, are required to generally include a professional. It could be an accountant, auditor, whatever. And then departments submit those contracts to us. We review those contracts in our office to make sure that they've been reviewed by Corp Counsel, DBE office, Community Business Development Partners Office, and Risk Management, and the contracts have been signed off, and that there are adequate funds in which to encumber the contract against the appropriations. You'll indicated in here is the dollar amount of the contracts, and also if they come back to you, if they need to increase the contract, you'll notice a plus sign next to it, and the plus sign will indicate, you know, what the total value of the contract is now and what the increase to the contract value is from the previous dollar amount. That'll also indicate if it was included as county board approval, and if the vendor is a WBMBE or MWBE, and if DBD office or Community Business Development Partners was notified before the award of the contract, the duration and the date initiated. And as I indicated, these are the reports for 2011, the dollar amounts in there. And I apologize again for the lateness of this report. We'll be back on track for the next cycle.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, a couple things. I was surprised, I guess, by the number of contracts that don't have any county board approval because they're part of a previous budget authorization that the board has granted, a capital project, for instance. I mean, some big multi-million-dollar contracts that you never see except for in this report. But I did have trouble reconciling the column for the vendors WB, MBE, MWB, certified DBE or not, because there seem to be contradictions for some of the same firms. On one project, they'd be listed yes, and on another, they would not, not to pick on them, former employer of mine. On page 9, Engberg Anderson, in one case, it's reflected as yes, in another, no. There are others like that. I think Grafe, Wisconsin Correctional Service, there are a series of them that I'm just wondering how that column is even populated. If I'm seeing it that way, where there's clear contradictions, is that automatically populated based on the database, or someone is filling that in and they made a subjective call, or I'm just wondering whether I can even rely on the column based on what I'm seeing.
For that column, what happens is that when a department submits a professional service contract to our office, they include a cover sheet to it, and the cover sheet to it has all of the information that you see here. So the information, in essence, is provided by the department. The main parts that we are looking at when we examine this is the dollar amounts, the accounts being charged, and the duration. And we're also making sure that under the county under ordinance rules that the contract has either received approval from the county board or hasn't received that. We don't spend as much time with the last two columns as to were they notified or not notified. We don't go back to the community business development partners and ask them to verify each of these sheets. We provide them a copy of each sheet to let them know, because this provides another information tool to them so that they're aware of the contracts that were entered into, because they use this list, especially if it's an annual contract, to know that they need to notify or find out from that department. Community Business Development Partner sends out a request each year to each department saying, what contracts did you enter into this year? You know, what were the dollar amounts of those contracts? So they do that on an annual basis. This kind of becomes a verification to them of knowing, you know, what was in, or at least the sheets, the cover sheets, provides a verification to them of those amounts so that they're aware of those. But we don't spend as much time. We take the information that's off of the sheets because we don't have a database that we can verify against who is and who isn't.
So I guess, and I think I understand that. So it makes sense to me that you didn't create the data. You're getting that. You're receiving it from the department. I guess I'm wondering why our process has the department populating that rather than, you know. Seems to me that would be the place to engage community business development partners to certify whether or not they are or they aren't, rather than on the back end trying to catch it as they see it on a report and saying, oh, well, that's not accurate.
I think the possibility of what we could do is when we prepare the quarterly report is we could submit it. I'll work with their office, Community Business Development Partners, to see if there's a way that we can confirm that those last two columns are correct. And to get that information, because the reason these columns and that were put in is because it was a request of our department. I mean, this was years and years ago. It was a request of our department to include it, and also the form was updated to include that information on there. And then we submitted that to them, and then they used to issue a report. Besides us issuing this report, their office used to submit an additional report that used to summarize all of the dollars then. Now, that kind of ended, and they submit their own report on an annual basis. But the possibility is that we can work with their office. I don't know if there's a database that includes all of the names of, you know, entities or other types of things that are in there.
Didn't we make a change, Mr. Chairman? Didn't we make a change in the budget that's requiring their sign-off or something for approvals? So wouldn't that verification in the future, will that would make a more official verification of whether or not they have what their determination was on each contract rather than
all
what the department decided?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, the requirement, I mean, that existed, has always existed, is the fact that their office has to sign off on any contract. Mm-hmm. Okay. That form isn't there at that time to indicate whether they were notified. But in essence, I think the rules under ordinance are also that they have to be notified when they're aware that a contract will begin. So I'm not sure if they would sign off on the contract if they weren't notified. And we have to reconcile that with the fact of these columns. I think the best way is for me to work with them. The one change that was in the county budget was the fact that fiscal notes now have to include an item. The last item on the fiscal note was the Community Business Development Partners notified prior to this item being brought before you. Now, that's on all fiscal notes. Now, that really only applies to a email was sent out to all departments to say, we expect to see it was when yes, no, or not applicable. In most cases on fiscal notes, it's going to be not applicable because the Community Business Development Partners is going to be related to, like, professional service contracts and to certain other contracts. So we provided a list, you know, both to that office and we sent out to all of the county saying, here are the issues that you have to notify. So it's kind of like to them saying, you've got to notify the office. But that's the way that you get to know as committees, when you're before any of your committees and you're seeing a fiscal note, if they were notified. And we're currently in the midst of modifying the fiscal note form to provide greater clarity to that item and greater clarity as to the fiscal note. But I think one of the ways is for our office to work with them on these last two columns mm-hmm. to provide more, because in essence, we receive the information from the department, we submit it to them, but we don't get a verification back from them that, yeah, they were right or not right. Maybe that's the part that needs to be.
I appreciate it. And I recognize that isn't, you know, that may not be the most important piece of the report, but it's an important piece, and it was particularly a distraction to me because I was trying to use that column to see what is the extent of our use of those firms, and every time I would hit on a big contract, a big number, my sense was it wasn't to be relied on. So,
and that's thank you. Thank you, Supervisor. And as I indicated, that agenda setting is very important to some of us. And so I appreciate your overture to work with the office so that that information can be produced as necessary and in appropriate ways. Thank you very much, Mr. Manson. Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mansky, in reviewing this document, which is very helpful just to see the extent to which we have contracts currently in play, I found it, I believe it's an older item listed under Section 1100, or Department 1100 for NOEMA, N-O-E-M-A. I'm sorry, I don't have a page number. You have to forgive me for that. But it's for temporary architecture and engineering support to fill the responsibilities of the chief technology officer until the position was filled by the county. I believe we now have that position filled, and so I just wanted to make sure that we're not then paying somebody else for a position that we're already paying an employee for. And Mr. Mansky, I do not need an answer on that today, but if we can, if you could please check on that, I would appreciate a quick email. Very small report just confirming that we're not double paying for that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Supervisor. This report is informational, and it was stay informational unless somebody wants something else to answer to it.